You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
They are one of the program runners for the incredible non-profit music advocacy organisation To The Front, who encourages women, trans, takatāpui, queer folks to get into music. We have Eliana Gray here to talk about the To The Front workshop Make A Band From Nothing, which is running in November. Good morning to you, Eliana. How are we?
Kia ora. It's lovely to be chatting to you. I'm so good.
Nice. You're coming to us from within Otipoti, correct?
I'm coming at you live from my lounge.
Nice. Are you feeling sick today? Are you feeling all good?
I'm feeling all good. I'm just feeling like very busy. I have a lot of stuff on deck at the moment, actually four to the front, which is very exciting. We're really nose to the grindstone today.
Mm-hmm. Nice. It's good to be that way sometimes, especially on a Monday. It feels like you can knock some of that stuff out of the park and the rest of your week can be fine.
You know? Hey, I'm loving that energy. I'm gonna keep that wish for myself.
Motivational. You did see the eclipse this morning, which is pretty special. How was that?
I did. It was so nice. I made a little pinhole camera from a piece of paper and some tinfoil and a pizza box. And I had some really cute interactions with people. Actually, I was parked up on the side of the road looking at the eclipse. And somebody kind of came out to check on me because they thought that, there was something wrong because I'm just like squatting on the side of the road. And we ended up watching the eclipse together for a little while. And then I went up the top of Mount Cargill, Kapu Kitamahaka, and was kind of watching the rest of it. And there was this guy up there that I met who was also watching it. It had like three cameras out and, all the gear. And we ended up hanging out with each other for like 45 minutes talking about like the universe and like transcendental experiences and like dancing. And it was so cute. So shout out to Adam, my new bestie. Love you so much.
Cool. I'm glad to hear you've had such a existential fun morning. Sounds great.
Yeah, you got to get it in,
Totally. How has 2025 been treating To The Front?
2025 has been really amazing for us. Actually, we had our AGM in June, just before we delivered our To The Front Poniki program. And the gains have been amazing. We opened our fourth program last year in Kirikiriroa. So we had the second Kirikiriroa program in July this year, and it is just going really amazing. The growth has been massive. We've managed to employ way more people in the last year. We've been able to gain more funds that we're so grateful for. And last year as well, we were able to start doing some stuff down here in Otsipuri. And then we just ran our very first mentorship skills training weekend on like the first weekend of September down here with a really amazing ropu of 14 adults who are now kind of trained up to mentor at our programs. And the vibes were incredible. And I sort of sorted them into bands. We were simulating a program that we run with young people, with adults, to sort of teach them the vibes and how to work within it. So they all ended up getting to write some songs over the weekend as well. And every single song was amazing. One of them was about whales. And that was my favorite thing ever because I love whales. And the instrumentation really sounded like whale song. It was so cool.
That's awesome. That's great. I'm so glad to hear it's going off really well. A friend of mine is actually helping out for that. Vizin. Shout out to Vizin.
Oh, yay! Yeah. I was just emailing with them like 5 minutes ago.
Nice. Classic.
A total legend. Shout out to Vizin. We love you so much.
Absolute legend, yeah. Now, To The Front proudly list on their website that they've helped form 131 bands. That's a lot of bands. Who are some of these bands and what are some of the musical highlights for you from these groups?
Ooh, so these bands are the bands that are formed at our, our community is so large, right? So that number of bands that's referenced is the bands of young people that have been formed at our programs. Mm-hmm. Some of those bands have stayed together. Some of them lived just at the program. But we also have, within all the kind of adults of our community, a really wide range of musicians, that are sort of all over the country. Mm-hmm. And then as well, we have a lot of young people within our programs who go on to kind of form, other bands with people that they've met in the program or, with the confidence that they've gained from the program. So we're literally everywhere. Some of my favorite bands that have been formed at the program. My favorite band name that's ever come out of the program is Yes Chef. Yes, comma, Chef, exclamation mark. 10 out of 10. It's this group of, 11, 12-year-olds totally rocking out. Mm-hmm. And then one of our alumni bands, which is actually doing really well at the moment, is Coast Arcade.
Shout out to Coast Arcade.
Love you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we've got some really amazing people from Otupuri as well who've been involved in the program, like Lucky, who is Riot Girl. Mm-hmm.
And Beatwicks.
Beatwicks. So it's now, Lucky's actually now on our board. And then a bunch of, you know, people from Carbon Carb and the Beths and Mermaidens and Wax Chattels and That's so cool. We're everywhere, you know? It's actually really fun because every time I get an email in my inbox from like International Music New Zealand, or I like look at a top 10 on like the radio, I'm like, we're all over. That's pretty cool.
Awesome. It's great to see To The Front has really been stepping into the music arena for some time and see the ripple effects of your work. It's great. Now, the new workshop, How to Make a Band from Nothing, sets out to demystify the band-making process, as that seems like a big barrier into making a band. What are other band barriers that you're trying to break down with this workshop?
Yeah, thank you. That's an amazing question. I think probably one of our main missions as an organization as a whole, but also, you know, with the specific workshop, is to really kind of combat the imposter syndrome and shame and anxiety that surrounds creative output. There's really this sort of vibe around that, you know, creativity is only for some people, and there's, you know, some sort of hierarchy of talent, and, you know, you have to kind of prove yourself or whatever to be able to do it publicly. And we think that sucks and is totally untrue. Our vibe is really that, you know, creativity exists inside of everyone. It's accessible to all of us at any point, and we don't need to prove anything to anybody about it. Everybody is a musician. There's no right way to be one. There's definitely no wrong way to be one, and there's no kind of skill level or knowledge level that you need to reach to be able to be a musician or be able to create art. So that's a really, really massive thing that we work with. I tend to walk alongside a lot of people when they're sort of coming into our programs, either as an adult or as a young person, to really work through that imposter syndrome and that shame. Oftentimes a part of my job is actually coaching adults into the fact that they have the skills to be a mentor and that they can support people. You know, I've met so many people who even are, you know, like classically trained musicians for like decades who are like, oh no, I'm not an artist. No, I can't call myself a musician. So really like, yeah, detangling that shame and that imposter syndrome is what we're all about. I'd say that's probably the biggest barrier.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a very normal thing to feel as well. I feel it from time to time here at The One. You know, it's just something. But then you think about all these other people, like you say, about those classically trained musicians. If they feel the same way, then you know it's a human thing. It's not a you thing. And I think, you know, it's a joint experience to learn from and to get over that hump, because it doesn't really do you any good.
Totally. And, you know, creating collaborative art is all about connection, right? So something that we kind of talk about a lot is the benefit of being able to rely on a team can kind of release some of that shame, because all the pressure isn't on yourself to create something. You can actually just give yourself over to the group process and just kind of find out what happens. And that's a pretty amazing gift. But so we need to be able to kind of get some of that shame and imposter syndrome out of the way to actually engage with that process in the first place, right? Mm-hmm. Because otherwise you're in the band room and you're so kind of locked up in your own anxiety that, you know, you don't even feel that you can kind of contribute. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're really working with kind of unlocking, detangling that shame from creativity and really kind of showing the beauty in collaboration.
Awesome. Now, a real takeaway from this event is to give folks experience in band practice, songwriting, and music-making techniques, all within a collaborative framework, as you mentioned before. Now, how do you prepare for folks who might want to do electronic or hip-hop or whatever else that isn't necessarily in the rock wheelhouse?
That's a really amazing point. So at our kind of full holiday programs, we cater for like multiple different styles of music. Even though our charity is called Girls Rock Aotearoa, the reason why we've called our programs To The Front is because we're not all girls and we don't just rock. So there's really no kind of genre expectations on it. Something that's going to happen at this workshop and at some of our other workshops is that the only thing we're really bound by are the kind of resources that we have. And something that we also like to say is that, you know, we're not here to write the perfect song of our lives or to kind of perfectly express something that's just personal to us. We're here to find out what happens when we put this exact group of people in a room together. So, you know, we're here to kind of work on creativity and collaboration, but not necessarily just for a personal artistic journey, but for like a collaborative artistic journey. So, you know, what kind of music we're going to be able to create together depends on kind of what instruments we have in that room. Mm. So every kind of workshop and every program will have a little bit different capabilities, depending on kind of what gear we're able to get. So even if, you know, at this workshop, somebody comes in and they're like, I just want to, you know, produce on a synth. And I'm like, well, you know, we don't actually have those synths here right now, but let's find out what happens when we put these five people in a room with these specific instruments.
Mm. Cool. Awesome. I mean, yeah, it's resources are a thing that I think everyone is trying to find these days. very, very unfortunate problem. But no, that's cool. Awesome. I understand completely. If people want to get involved with this workshop, how can they do so? How can they enter? If you guys are looking for more mentors, how can they sign up to be a mentor?
I've already hired all of my mentors from the amazing sweeties that I trained at the other weekend.
Awesome.
But I will be running more mentor training programs, and we'll have a lot more opportunities for adults to get involved. So anybody who's interested in whatever we do, either in Otupuri or around the country, should go to our website, girlsrock.co.nz, or you can find us on Instagram, Girls Rock Camp Aotearoa, or you can just search to the front, Aotearoa, Girls Rock Aotearoa. You'll be able to sign up to our mailing list there, and you'll also be able to see all of the current active opportunities that we have all around the country. Like, for example, we currently have mentor and youth applications open for our Tamaki Makoto to the front program that happens in the January school holidays. I will have more opportunities for mentors down here in the future, so people should either sign up to the mailing list on the website or email me at hello@tothefront.co.nz. In terms of actual participant spaces in the workshop, we still have about 7 spaces open. So they will fill up fast. It's worth kind of getting in there as soon as you can. You can find the application form on our website, girlsrock.co.nz, or in the bio link in our Instagram, at Girls Rock Aotearoa, Girls Rock Camp Aotearoa. Yeah, and it's going to be really fun. So this workshop opportunity is for young women, trans, intersex, takatapui, queer, and rainbow people between the ages of 12 to 19. So if that sounds like you, you don't have to have any kind of musical experience to do this. You can also have heaps of musical experience. Everyone is welcome. Mm-hmm. And you don't need to have any gear either. We can provide the gear for you too. So yeah, if you've ever kind of been interested in making music, or you just kind of want to have a fun day jamming with some new people, we're going to make it really easy with a sort of series of activities that we can work through that are sort of designed to take a bit of the stress and uncertainty out of the creative process and hopefully help kind of work through some of that imposter syndrome.
Awesome. Now, you mentioned that the ages are from 12 to 19. What if someone has their 20th birthday the day after the workshop? You know, what happens
there? They should still apply. Yeah.
Awesome.
You know, we're pretty flexible. So if anybody has any questions or things that they want to talk through, just email me at hello@tothefront.co.nz. But yeah, and, you know, even if you're unsure, kind of fill in the application. You can get in touch with me that way too. And we would love to have you there.
Awesome. It sounds like an awesome opportunity for anyone who is, you know, takatapui, queer, and woman, trans, intersex, all those beautiful terms, to go and apply. And if you're interested in making music, it sounds perfect for you. Thank you for coming on, Eliana. Do you have any final words of wisdom for our lovely audience?
I do. The workshop is on November 8th, but I'm going to close applications on around the 20th of October unless they fill up prior. So if you're interested in getting involved, I would just kind of put your name forward through the application form or by emailing me, you know, as soon as you can. And can't wait to see you there. Shout out to our beautiful sponsors, Southlink Productions, the most amazing place ever. If you're looking for free recording time, go check them out. And also thank you so much to Aotearoa, the DCC, and Otago Community Trust. Funding is a hard road, but we are so, so grateful for the partnerships that want to walk along with us towards a better future for our rangatahi.
Mm. Well said, well said. Thank you for your time. I hope you find many more eclipses in your afternoons and your mornings. Take care.
Thanks, friend. Have a good day. Thanks for chatting with me.
You too. Take care. All right, folks, that was Eliana Gray from To The Front. We're talking to them about a new workshop they're running on how to make a band from 12 to 19-year-olds who would consider themselves women, takatāpui, intersex, trans, queer, or gender diverse. Email Eliana at hello@tothefront.co.nz and you will get your spot. Here is Carbon Carb with annual...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.